It's been nearly 5 years since then Prime Minister Julia Gillard pushed forward with plans for a nationwide disability insurance program.
There will be no more in principle and no more when circumstances permit. There will be launches, not trials. Permanent care, not temporary help. Disability care starts in 7 weeks' time and there will be no turning back. I commend this bill to the House.
The new scheme was a significant change to not only the distribution of funding, but it was also aimed to empower those who qualified to make their own choices based on their circumstances and needs. The National Ethnic Disability Alliance CEO, Dwayne Cranfield, says the reforms were a big step forward.
It's a huge reform. It's one of the biggest reforms that we've had in Australia. It's up there with Medicare. People in the disability community are incredibly grateful for what this offers people with disability. But we've got to remember that it won't be without hiccups and problems and issues. It is quite huge. And it won't work out of the box straight away. They're going to be tinkering with it, we think, for years to come in order to get it right.
Access to the scheme is limited to Australian citizens and permanent residents under the age of 65 who have a permanent and significant disability. As part of the process of obtaining funding, participants work with a planner who identifies what services are needed. This is then reviewed every year. Settlement Services International Manager Georgia Zorgalis says some individuals from culturally and linguistically diverse communities don't fully understand disability support.
Once people understand it and understand that this is additional support, a person that gets a package doesn't mean that they forfeit the disability pension. This is in addition to the disability pension. So some people in our communities think that if they get the NDIS, they won't get the pension. That's wrong.
Ms. Zorgalis heads a program provided by Settlement Services International called Futurability, which explains the National Disability Insurance Scheme to people of non-English speaking backgrounds. Figures show that of the 130,455 people that had obtained the NDIS plan, less than 8% are of a cold background. Ms. Zorgalis says more needs to be done.
It's really important to educate our communities because traditionally they missed out on access to services that were funded by governments. So traditionally they were not getting the support that they needed. And by not getting the support that they needed, they didn't understand the disability system in Australia to the extent that it was needed. And given that this is a scheme that talks about independence, giving people with disability control over their lives and increasing their independence, it's really important that they know about it. If they don't know about it, they're not going to use it.
While not-for-profit organisations like Settlement Services International have taken the lead in getting the word out about the NDIS, the agency that's operating the scheme, the NDIA, is also addressing the needs of the cold community. Information material is now being provided in various languages, and a translator that previously was not available is being offered to assist in discussing plans. Mr. Cranfield says strategies to sign up more people from cold backgrounds must also educate a different understanding of disability.
In cold communities, you have a whole lot of, you know, religious aspects and cultural aspects and beliefs around disability. Some cultures think that a disability is punishment from God, that something has happened and therefore, you know, this has been put upon them for some reason. And then it's something that's not discussed. For some communities, there is a real stigma around disability.
Ralph Hassner has a disability that makes mobility difficult, making him a beneficiary of the NDIS. Mr. Hassner's disability is overcome by a battery-operated accessory that attaches to his wheelchair, a device that was provided by NDIS funding.
Well, basically it gives you self-mobility to be able to go out of your own time, freedom. It can take you from A to B. You can use it on the train stations, inside shopping centres, even in the basketball courts. So basically it gives you that freedom of not worrying about, oh, Mum, can you pick me up? Dad, call your dad, he'll come pick you up. And then you call your dad will say, get someone else to pick you up. So basically it gives you that freedom.
While Mr. Hassner initially found the system to be confusing, he says he now sees the benefits.
First, it was hard, like, because you didn't know how how to use the money or, you know, how it works. But after once you're being explained about it and how it works, then it was easy.
Mr. Cranfield hopes the NDIS can continue to better people's lives.
Also hear amazing stories of people where their lives have changed very much for the better, and it's lifted their life and made the huge difference to them and their families. If people don't know about the NDIS, they don't access the NDIS, and that's the problem.
Laurie Lewira, SBS News.